Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. And now we have two more folks who are going to take us behind the scenes of the opening even further. Leola Rogers, Assistant Administrator for the Upstate Galisano Children's Hospital, Oasis and HealthLink, too. Busy lady. And a woman who's lived with this construction and daily planning for years joins us. Welcome back, Leola.
Thank you, Tricia.
We have so many things to ask you about. I saw you. You were very busy on Thursday and Friday and through the weekend for the opening, and I know you have a perspective to share with us that people are going to want to hear. Donna Stoner also joins us this morning, Director of Volunteers. You had a busy weekend, too.
We did, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Everywhere I turned, I saw more volunteers, and we want to talk about that as well. But, Leola, you know, it was 3 years ago when we had our first conversation with you about building the children's hospital. And my gosh, we were just barely talking about breaking the ground then. And look where we are now.
I know. Isn't it amazing? It's unbelievable.
It is. You must be still on a high.
I am. I think I'm a perfect research study in terms of how adrenaline really pumps people up and just do all the things you need to do without any sleep.
Well, I was going to say, you couldn't have slept for at least a month beforehand. And I imagine now you can't sleep because you're still on that high.
Yes.
Tell us about, you know, I've been on Syracuse.com, I've been on the Upstate website, I've seen lots of photos, I've seen lots of videos, and I was there and experienced some myself. But I know that there was a lot going on behind the scenes in terms of the people who were participating, volunteers, but also visitors and staff. And I'd love for you to give us some perspective on reactions.
I think one of the best reactions was when we did the staff celebration on Thursday. And the staff were there, the individual pediatric units cut the ribbons, and then everybody went their own way. And then I saw it on Saturday and Sunday when we had the public opening, and I saw a lot of those same employees and others who brought their families back.
Really?
And who were here all afternoon, and they were all over the place, and they knew exactly where they were going. They knew exactly what the rooms were being used for. And you can just see, you know, how happy they were about showing this is a part of them.
This is
what they made happen.
Well, and it isn't even just that they are a part of the pediatric service and that they work for the hospital, but as Marianne Shaw told us last week, my gosh, they donated an incredible amount of their own money.
Yes.
So they feel some ownership, don't they?
Exactly. And they were, I mean, just the pride. You could see the pride in their face. And that came across with others that were there, you know, either donors or the public could see that employees were proud of being here and what they had done.
And they have every right to be, that is for sure. I get chills even just talking about it because I was there to observe some of that. I'm not an employee of Upstate, but I'm sort of part of the family, but I'm not an employee. So I get to observe, and I can speak about it because I'm not in the middle of it. I was there the day the employees were there, and I saw jaws dropping.
Yeah.
I heard oohs and ahs, and it was kind of a mixture of, and I get to come to work here too. You know, they must be so excited because you open up this coming week.
Yes, on September 23rd, we'll start moving patients in.
That's right. So they'll be working there.
Yes.
And speak to me about some of the reactions you've gotten with that. You said they already know their way around.
Yes, they do. They do. They know all the special rooms. They know a lot about the principles and even the philosophy of care for pediatrics. You know, one of the primary things we really talked about, and something you don't see on the adult floors in units, is that we have treatment rooms. And this is an area where, you know, they can do stitching, they may do some procedures and things of that nature, but it's a safe place for kids because we want their room to be a safe place for them.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, we have clouds that are in the ceiling tiles and things of that nature, and the staff know about this.
Yes.
You know, they know that this is a place for kids, that things are going to happen, but their room is a safe place for them.
I have can only imagine that as time has gone on over these few years where they knew what the plans were, they knew how it was being developed. But to hear that the ceiling tiles are going to be clouds and to actually see it are two different things.
I think seeing the whole thing come together, I mean, the massive amount of space that's available, even in the hallways, the 43 different colors, and there's probably close to a dozen different colors just on the windows on the outside, and even the bricks and the cement is going to be different colors. So there's colors everywhere.
Well, I loved how Jim Mulder, who writes for the Syracuse newspapers, wrote about that it was like Dr. Seuss had designed a hospital. I just thought that was a perfect way. Now, what about patients? Did you see patients coming in over the weekend?
We saw a lot of patients, and particularly was able to see a lot of our parent advocates who We have a Family Advisory Council and the Parent Advisory Council. We've had two groups. And also PROP, which was for our Center for Children's Cancer and Blood Disorders. And a lot of them have been involved from the beginning, over 10 years ago or more. And a lot of them were involved in the planning mm-hmm. and some of the decision making. And you can just see the tears in their eyes and just the hope that all of this now has really come together and that we have other things that we're going to do and we're going to succeed at that just as well as we've exceeded.
Well, you know, one of the things that we learned when we spoke with Shae a little while ago is that many of these children return to the hospital. Yes, there are children who are hospitalized maybe once because they need a quick surgery or something like that, and then their families don't interface with the hospital again. But there are a lot of children that are in the hospital over and over and over again. Yes. They have chronic diseases or some problem that means they need to be there. This is kind of a new home for them, isn't it?
It is. And I think the other amazing thing is so many of our children that are coming back, their interaction with the healthcare system has compelled them to want to go to school.
Isn't
and either
great?
Nursing school or medical school or respiratory, all the different kind of programs and services. So they want to contribute and they want to make, you know, the whatever the feeling is of being in a hospital as good as it was for them, as good as it's going to be for others.
And they're going to be able to say to their children someday, I was there on the mm-hmm. day this hospital opened. Mm-hmm. It's really very emotional, isn't it?
It is, extremely.
It is. Donna, all throughout the facility, as I walked around, there were these wonderful people, some of them with funny hats on, some of them with funny-looking clothes on. They were all over. And then I found out they were all volunteers.
Sure.
You coordinated all this.
I did.
How many volunteers were there?
I can't even tell you because so many of them, I had a number at the beginning. It was about 100.
Mm-hmm.
But then people kept offering to do more shifts, especially once it started.
Right.
People wanting to come in and help some more. So I'd say when all is said and done, and this is not counting all the staff that Leola was indicating,
mm-hmm.
they were there, but they weren't counted as volunteers because they didn't have a specific role. I'll bet 150 when all is said and done.
That is incredible. And I've got to think that of all the projects you've done over the years, this was the largest turnout for volunteers.
But the easiest in
really?
So many ways. Absolutely. Remember, the volunteers raised $25,000 towards the children's hospital,
mm-hmm.
and the advocates raised $150,000.
Wow.
So they have a stake in this, and they are parents and grandparents and consumers and students. So they kind of got it. But as Leola indicated, once they really saw the construction happening and they were making decisions about which area they were going to underwrite, it became more real for them. And then when they attended the training to be able to volunteer during the weekend, realer still. And then they were part of the group that just couldn't stop smiling. They were delighted to help.
I love that description, couldn't stop smiling, because that's really, it's a great description of what the whole weekend was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was tough to remember that this is a facility for sick children,
right?
Because there was so much joy.
Right.
There was so much joy. Now, some of your volunteers, I loved this, and I don't remember which floor it was because I still get lost, but there was a young man who was describing to me the art gallery.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me
mm-hmm.
about the art gallery. I mean, the training you did to prepare him for that mm-hmm. was just overwhelming to me.
They all attended a 90-minute training that gave them a good overview about, as Leola said, the philosophy
mm-hmm.
about the space and also some of the clinical areas. And they took great interest in knowing a lot about the whole operation because we didn't tell them exactly where they'd be assigned until that day.
Oh, really?
So they took ownership of understanding the whole operation to the best of their ability.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm delighted to know that it was probably Keith, but it might have been somebody else, that some of the common areas that, mm-hmm. that we're delighted to be able to offer in the treehouse, like the exhibit space. And we're still putting together how that's going to exactly operate, but the philosophy is behind it is to offer a space for people to enjoy art and have an interactive place for families to gather.
Now, and you know, as I was wandering around through the weekend, I actually heard somebody ask about becoming a volunteer. Have you found
oh,
new
yes.
people stepping up to the plate?
Oh, yes. Well, that's been for really for the last year, but absolutely. During the weekend, I had several dozen people
Fabulous.
Ask me specifically
Excellent.
About volunteer opportunities.
Well, you know, I would love to further that. So we'll make
mm-hmm.
sure that we put a link to how
Thank
they can
you.
Get more information about
mm-hmm.
volunteering on
mm-hmm.
our website. Leola, The hospital's opened, children are moving in. What's next now for you for pediatrics and the upstate Galisano Children's Hospital?
We have a couple different programs. We're still moving some of our outpatient programs to the physician's office building, which is great because strategically it's right across the street from the main entrance of the Children's Hospital. And we begin planning the Cancer Center, which the Center for Children's Cancer and Blood Disorders will have almost a whole floor in there because it does need to be closer to the inpatient services in the hospital. So we'll start planning that.
Fabulous.
As well.
So I thought you were going to say, oh, I'm taking a trip and I won't be back for a month. It doesn't work that way, does it?
No.
Oh, you know, this has been a fun conversation. The whole weekend was fun. But we do need to remember that it was not just fun for everybody, but it was a huge, huge step forward for Central New York, for healthcare in Central New York. So Leola Rogers and Donna Stoner, thank you so much for coming
by and sharing
some of the emotion of the weekend with us. And listeners, we do need to take a break. Not a long one. We'll be back just a few moments, so please stay with us. This is Upstate Medical University's HealthLink On Air on 570 WSYR.